WPMD.
WPMG.org.
.org.
Cerritos College.
Norwalk, California.
Norwalk, California. Where people make a difference.
You have tuned in to Talon Mark's Campus News Hour on WPMD.org. Cerritos College Radio on the net, bringing essential student body information, news, sports, and the arts to the entire Cerritos College campus community. Here are your hosts, Campus News Hour Director Tito Benavides and Managing Multimedia Editor Lucia Sarabia.
Today is May 9th, 2012. Welcome to the 16th and final edition of Talon Mark's Campus News Hour for the spring semester, bringing you news and information campus-wide. I'm your host, Tito Benavides.
And I'm Lucia Sarabia.
Good morning, Falcons. In desperate need of more than a facelift, a new fine arts building is set to stand in the year 2016. With new technologies making new demands on the technological grids, a new building with updated electrical and internet capabilities to serve the needs and demands of the fine arts department, including a new journalism department, as well as a new home of television and radio department, including WPMD. Staff writer Jose Ruiz reporting.
A new fine arts building is going to be built on Cerritos College's campus by 2006. Both materials and buildings are outdated and in need of upgrading. Fine Arts and Communications Division Instructor Dean Connie Mayfield explains why a new fine arts building is scheduled to be built.
The purpose of the fine arts building being reconstructed in a new version is that our current building is old, and we have remodeled it to serve our purposes to as much extent as is possible. We hope to move in for the spring semester of 2016. Now, that's the timeline that's planned, and there are a lot of people on campus who are doing many things behind the scenes to make sure that we can stick to that plan. But when it goes off to Division of State Architects, that actually takes it entirely out of our control for a while.
Mayfield mentioned that the new building will not be built soon, within a year, to replace a 55-year-old building.
In the grand scheme of things, the spring of 2016 is not that far off. That's less than 4 years from right now. And so that is, I guess in terms of an institution like Cerritos, that's really not that long. So people are already getting very excited about the prospect because they're starting to see it, on the horizon.
Journalism professor Rich Cameron expresses his excitement for the upcoming fine arts building.
I'm really looking forward to the new building. It's like moving into a new house, all the excitement of packing up and thinking about all the possibilities for the future. And so it's a few years away, but it's exciting.
For Talon Mark's Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Jose Ruiz reporting.
With a soon-to-be-expired lease between Cerritos College and Frantone's Pizza and Spaghetti Villa, coupled with the campus-wide hunger for a change to a more nutritious bill of fare at the food court at the Student Center, Frantone's has a choice of updating their menu to more healthful choices or losing their lease to a looming Subway sandwich shop possibly by this summer. Staff writer Tanya Olivas reporting.
Subway restaurant might be the replacement for Frantone's Pizza and Spaghetti Villa. Associated students of Cerritos College Vice President Julian del Real Calleros explained how Cerritos College students need cost-friendly and nutritious meals being sold on campus. ACC will find out if Subway will be here on campus during the summer. There is a demand for Subway on campus.
Throughout my time here in Cerritos College, since I started here in the ACC, we have always received requests from students, opinions, that they would like to see Subway on campus, and same thing with me. Not a really big Subway guy, but, there's things that I go there sometimes to get myself a sandwich. And it's very good food, plus it's very healthy for our students. I don't know exactly when does their lease ends, but I do know it's coming to an end.
Frantone's contract is done annually, but sometimes contracts are done for 5 years. According to Del Real Calleros, Cerritos College does not want to end business with Frantone's, but the college would like to see the company change its menu to healthier choices and lower prices.
Other campuses like USC and UC Merced, where they have vendors, and for example, in USC we have Carl's Jr. They have Carl's Jr. And all the vendors there, if you have a student ID, you don't pay tax. Plus you get a student discount.
Subway has been contacted, and there is a 50-50 chance that Subway will come to Cerritos. The Vice President of Business Fiscal Services has to approve it, but he was not very compromising, Del Real Gallero said. Anna Baltazar, nursing major, gave her opinion about Subway being introduced here in campus.
It's good in a way, but then again, I don't know, friend, it's been there for years from what I remember from coming when I was in high school, and now they're going to put a Subway, which is good. Subway is good, but I don't know.
Why do you think that it's not as good?
Because I think they should change another one instead of Frantown. Hamburger place, I really don't like that one. It's pretty disgusting.
Monisha Smith, also a nursing major, said,
I think it would be a good idea because they can make more money and it just would be better to put a Subway than Frantown's.
Other than the money, why do you think it's a good idea?
Because so you can have more choices and stuff and the prices can go down and stuff so people can be able to eat.
Okay.
If Frantones is willing to take the changes asked by the district, Cerritos College would allow it to stay in two locations. The location in the student center will be a Subway. And according to the Real Calleros, the location in the social science building will be a great location to place another Subway. However, if Frantones declines to compromise with the student body,
then in that case, we urge the Cerritos Community College District to suspend any further negotiation with Frantones until they're able to accommodate the students.
The student body would like both businesses to be contributors to Cerritos College, Del Real Gallero said.
We could still have open arms to Frantones, which have been a very big contributor to the Cerritos Community College. Only right now we're having a problem where they're not student friendly, and that's what we need here on campus.
Each Subway location is independently owned. Therefore, all revenues will go to Cerritos College, but Cerritos will have to pay the corporate office for using its logo. For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Tanya Olivas reporting.
You're listening to WPMD.org Cerritos College. We'll be right back and drop some information with the Pharmacy Club with Ms. Kristen Felix. We'll be right back.
This is Telemark's Campus News Hour on WPMD.org on the net.
Academic probation is for any student with an overall grade point average under 2.0. If that's you, remember that it's very important to meet with a counselor or you may not be able to register for classes in the following semester. So if you're on academic probation or think that you might be on it, plan ahead and make an appointment with a counselor before registration begins. For more information, call 562-860-2451. Extension 2231. Your education is important and the counselors are there for your convenience. So call 562-860-2451, extension 2231. That's 562-860-2451, extension 2231. Brought to you by WPMD 956 Cerritos College, Norwalk.
WPMD.org, you are listening to Talonmark's Campus News Hour. We would like to at this time invite and welcome, actually, Ms. Kristen Felix from the Pharmaceutical Club. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Right on. You know, we love the Pharmaceutical Club for very obvious reasons. You guys help us heal up and all that stuff, so.
Of course, we're here to serve you drugs.
You know what? I couldn't have said it better myself. Right on, man. Okay, so tell us, the Pharmaceutical Club, it sounds like a very tight-knit group of people now. For the most part, anybody that's involved in the medical parts of learning here at Cerritos College are part of the Pharmaceutical Club, right?
Yes, well, it is. Basically, the way the health occupation works is that with the nursing program as well, we work together with them. Like, we pretend that the health occupation building is a hospital and that we're working together. Because it's usually what happens is that the doctor orders the prescription, we make the prescription, and then we send it to the nurses, and then there's check, and then they give it to the patient.
Oh, okay. Now, do the pills come are they created at the pharmacy, or are they, like, come prefabbed with their dosages and stuff like that?
Some are sold wholesale, but what we do at the Pharmacy Tech Club, we also have a compounding class and an IV class. In the IV class, we learn how to make IVs, like TPN or chemotherapy drugs. So it's like we're setting a real-life thing, and with the compounding class, we get to learn how to make drugs from organic. like from plants and everything else, so that we don't have to base all our resource on chemicals. But we do originally get them like wholesale from a manufactured inside a hospital already made, but we just have to count them because they come in bulks of 100, and then we have to dispense like 3 or 4 to a patient.
Now, is there any cutting of the dosages that you guys have to practice there too?
Only some. Only on some capsules you're allowed to cut because it has a time capsule right on it. Other than that, you can't cut it.
Oh, okay. Now, have you guys gone to pharmacies as like field trips or something, or to study how it goes on in the real world?
Well, actually, what we do at the end of the courses, which is 90 and 95, they're internships. We have to complete over 200 hours. And we have to spend 100 hours inside the retail pharmacy and 150 hours inside the hospital.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. Now, this is pretty much your lifelong career choice then, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is something that you've pretty much slated for, that's going to be a part of your life for the rest of your life.
Yes. Most people who are inside the pharmacy tech club want to become pharmacists. So this is just a stepping stone for a majority of us.
And there is pretty much a really good job security with that, because people get sick all the time, right?
Of course, people need medication.
Absolutely. Especially American people. We need medication all the time, yeah. Now, tell me, you guys are having a bake sale right now, and you kind of, you know, hustled me out of $3 over there, huh?
It's okay.
I know.
You're supporting us.
Absolutely. Now, what is the bake sale for? Do you guys still have activities going to happen this summer?
Well, what happened is May 26th is going to be our pinning ceremony. And what happened is we get our RX logo with basically like our company logo, and our coordinators pin us. That's our graduating ceremony, and we get our certificate saying that we're certified by the state of California and by the state and by the school, saying that we have our technician license.
Well, that's awesome. So that's what the bake sale's for, right?
Yes, the bake sale's going towards our pinning ceremony.
What do you guys have at the bake sale that people might want?
We have nachos, we have quesadillas, we also have, I know, right?
Quesadillas.
Quesadillas, we're going to do quesadillas.
Oh, cool.
And then we also have bomb pops and cupcakes.
Wow. And these are not medical cupcakes or anything, so, like, we're okay,
no, yeah,
right?
We're fine.
Okay, great, all right. They're not medical quesadillas either, right?
No.
Okay, cool. You know, we just wanted to make sure that the Falcons know they could fly away once they come and visit you guys and get a cupcake. So. Who can join the pharmaceutical club? Is it the pharmacy club or the pharmaceutical club?
It's a pharmacy club.
Pharmacy club,
pharmacy.
Okay.
Anyone can basically join. Speaking about joining today, we have a meeting at 6 o'clock. You could join if you want to. We have a member fee of $20 mm-hmm. if you want to join.
Wow.
And anyone who wants to join the pharmacy tech program, you just need to pass Math 40 and pass English 52. Those are the prereqs.
What are the $20 for?
The $20 is for a member fee, and it's also so that every year we can start up a new funding cost. Like for, say, next year, the people who are going to be coming in, well, we're going to have a picnic. And that $20 just goes toward that. We're going to have, like, a picnic so that the underclassmen could be mentored by the upper ones.
Are there large companies that hire pharmacy technicians, or is it like pretty much still mom and pop as far as each pharmacy is concerned?
Oh no, it's a high demanding job for pharmacy techs, for like to go to Kaiser, to go to Target. There's a significant amount.
Are you thinking locally, or are you going to take your knowledge abroad?
I'm going to take my knowledge abroad. Hopefully, I could get into a hospital.
Really?
Because Kaiser is willing to work with you as long as you're a pharmacy technician and you want to become a pharmacist. They're willing to pay for your school. Same thing with Target.
Well, you seem like, you know, a very relaxed person, but this really takes, you know, a gravitas of seriousness, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is something that people, you cannot casually go into this. This is something.
No.
How do you feel about it? And what made you decide to go for this, and what made you realize that this is something that you can handle as a person?
Well, when I first entered Sudos College, I was a business major, and then I saw how business world was, is that they don't really help anyone. And for me, I'm that kind of person that I'd rather go help someone than to be, like, taking all their money and be harsh with them. So for me, I just switched over because what happened was I took one in class in high school, and then I took one here, and then I just fell in love with it. What happened is that it's like I'm baking, but I'm making people feel better.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm just mixing stuff, and the more thing about it, I like helping people. Like, I do volunteer, I did the blood drive, I do the health fairs here, and I'm going to do another health fair in May, and it's just nice to know that you're helping someone who's less fortunate.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, you know, really, when you just were speaking right now, and you're saying when you were mixing things and you were helping people get better,
yes.
The thing that I imagined was that little bowl with the little grindy handle thingy. Now, do you guys still use those things?
Yes.
You do, really?
Yes, insiders. 65 is our compounding class. We get to use those. We get to use our beakers, cylinders.
What is that little notion
our
called?
Our moderator.
Is that a moderator?
Yeah.
Is that the thing that crushes everything?
Yes.
And that's called a moderator.
Yeah.
Wow. See, we learn something new every day, you guys. Really. I had no idea. But they've been using that throughout the millennia of pharmaceutical practice, right?
Yes.
Wow, that's really awesome. Now, do you have your own stuff like that, or is that provided?
It's provided at school, but if you want to buy your own set, I think it costs like $400.
Oh, my God. Wow, yeah. They're serious about that.
Yes.
And I've seen on television when they're showing, like, you know, something having to do with pharmacy or pills or something like that, when they show the pharmacist, they have all these pills in a tray, and they have, like, a little cutter where they separate the amount and all that
stuff. Oh, yes, that's when they're counting pills.
That's when they're counting pills.
It's because you can't touch the pills, because if you touch the pills, you have wax on, like oils on your hands, and then it's going to get on the pill, and then it's going
to... Degrade it, basically. Yes. Yeah, it starts the degrading process. Now, you have to get really snappy at counting pills off the cuff, right? Have you become really good at it, or have you missed one or two?
Well, for me, that's why the classes are here, is that so that we can keep practicing, because they want us to make our mistakes here inside the classroom than for us to actually go do it on the field.
Right on. So. No, is it a lot more involved? Is it more difficult? Because when I see it, I mean, they're rushing through it. They got it down. You know what I mean? But it becomes a pattern. You get to see, like, groups and know pretty much how many.
Yeah, but just like anything, after a while, you keep doing it, just becomes consistent with it, and then you just...
Have
get
a feel
better
for
at it.
You have a feel for it. Okay, when do you plan on graduating and becoming a pharmaceutical technician? Is that the title that you're going for?
Right. A pharmacy tech. I plan on graduating next summer.
Next summer?
The summer coming up.
All right. Are you excited?
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm really excited to do my internships.
Now, did your family know that you had this kind of notion, or was this a surprise to everybody?
No, my family knew that I had this kind of notion, but they just didn't know what field I would pick. So.
And I would imagine they're really proud of you. Then,
yes,
basically.
They are.
Right on. Okay, well, tell us again. You're going to have a meeting today. Do you know what building it's going to be in?
It's going to be in the Health Occupation Building. It should be SL101.
SBL101?
SL101.
SL101. Yes. Bravo, bravo. Okay, I wouldn't really like to thank you. Now, you want to invite people to come on by and buy some of your guys' stuff?
Yes. If anyone, can you please, if you hear this, buy some stuff from our big sale. It's going to our pinning ceremony for the graduating class of this year.
Bravo. Thank you very much. We'd like to thank Ms. Kristen Felix for being in.
Thank you, Kristen.
Yay. Thank you for healing all of our families and everyone we care about, okay?
Yes.
Right on, man. And welcome back anytime, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty, thank you. You're listening to WPMD.org, Cerritos College,
Norwalk, California.
Where people make a difference. We'll be right back after these messages.
Gaining weight was easy. All I had to do was sit down and eat. Losing weight, well, that's a lot harder. I have to work at it every day. But with every step, I lower my risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And that makes every step, every choice, every day...
Morning, Daddy!
...very much worth the effort. Morning, sweetie. I'll be done soon.
Learn how you can help stop diabetes by losing weight, eating healthy, and staying active. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
With the goal of accelerating scholastic success, the state of California is cutting student ability to repeat certain classes, compelling students to focus on an actual plan of completion in their student careers. Editor-in-Chief Vic Diaz brings the details of this new mandate so students here at Cerritos College will know what new limitations are coming in the fall of 2013.
Cerritos College will soon have to adhere to requirements set by the state legislature in reducing class repeatability. According to Rich Cameron, chair for the Cerritos College Curriculum Committee, the state legislature will be looking to remove repeatability from classes such as physical education, fine arts, and career technical education. Cameron specifies that the state legislature will be rewriting Title V, which is used to implement goals set by the California Education Code. However, he also states that there are certain classes that can justify the repeatability.
The reason that we have the repeatability in the first place is that there are some classes where repeated experience builds on it's skill building. You learn enough to pass the class, but you want to master the subject. For instance, if you were a painter, you might learn to meet the minimum standards for painting, but you want to get better at it. And so in the past, we've been able to designate certain classes as repeatable for those purposes, if there's skill building involved, or if the content changes enough from semester to semester.
According to Cameron, Cerritos College currently has hundreds of classes that have been designated as repeatable and will be worked on to rewrite curricula in order to meet state standards. He also states that Cerritos College could possibly see changes in class repeatability as early as the fall 2013 semester. Faculty Senate President Deborah Moore elaborates on what classes could continue to be allowed repeatability, citing athletics, music performance, and speech and debate as possible exceptions to the changes.
You have to be able to repeat because you're going to play more than one season, or you're sometimes transfer colleges require people to play in an ensemble a certain number of times, so they can't just do it once.
Moore sees class repeatability at Cerritos as more of a help than a hindrance.
Well, I don't think the repeatability issue is holding anyone up. I think that's just been something that, if anything, it's helped students because it allows them to build up their skills. So some areas, like court reporting, are going to have to figure out how to level their classes because people's, they have to, in court reporting, build up a certain amount of speed, and that takes a certain amount of time. You just have to practice a lot. So they're going to have to figure out how they can level their classes to give students still enough time to build up their speed. But I don't think repeatability is holding anyone back.
Cameron sees the upcoming changes as an opportunity to weed out courses that may have repeatability but may not have students taking advantage of it.
This is a good time for us to take a look at it. Maybe we have some classes that don't really need to be repeatable. Maybe they were designated as repeatable, but not many students repeat.
Modifications to class curricula in terms of repeatability could include creating separate level courses, teaching a different skill in every level, or merging classes together if the curricula can be taught in one class. Dean of Academic Success and Institutional Effectiveness, Brian Reese, claims that there are currently mixed beliefs in regard to the academic impact these changes can have on Cerritos.
So some people think that, like for skill building classes, you need to be, you know, allow students to repeat as much as possible. And if you lower repeatability, then it's going to have a negative impact on students. Some people think that we've got so sloppy with our repeatability that students don't have enough. There's no sense of urgency to get the skills. So if you reduce the amount of repeatability, then students will make sure they get the skills in the amount of time that they have.
Reese agrees with the belief that there is no urgency to obtain skills through repeatability.
You know, if you say you can take this class twice, then I think students will be more serious about getting what they need out of it two times.
Students like psychology major Daniel Papalizio use class repeatability for academic reasons as opposed to build certain skills. Papalizio has repeated Introduction to Psychology in order to improve a previous grade in the class. He mentions that he would feel limited if the number of repeated classes were to be reduced and would consider other alternatives to finish his coursework.
I'm pretty sure I would look to another school to try and just take the class and just to finish it off here. You know, I don't want to go and take other classes somewhere else and then, you know, have to deal with that. Probably just take it somewhere else now.
Reese suggests that with the possibility of class repeatability being reduced, it is now time for students to get serious about their education.
Planning is really critical. So you got to get away from the, I'm going to try this to see how it goes. I would say that's a strategy you don't want to take anymore. I'm going to see if this is for me or not. You got to know ahead of time, right? The student now just really needs to be serious about understanding that these classes are hard to get and they're rare. You got to be focused on what you're doing because the resources have declined so much.
For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm Editor-in-Chief Vic Diaz reporting.
The census of the students of Cerritos College were invited to travel the world at Falcon Square with the celebration of the diversity of humanity with the Global Village event held by the International Student Association. Staff writer Alexandra Scoville visits many information booths representing different lands with presentations of their own histories and facts about variances of the people of their countries.
The International Student Association held its first Global Village event May 1st with the support of other clubs to promote diversity of cultures such as Japanese, Mexican, and Peruvian that are represented at Cerritos College. ISA has changed directions in how its promotion is done. Last spring, it held a spring festival that took place in the Student Center. This event was held on the weekends where not many students were available. With the lack of students at this festival, the idea of Global Village came to the ISA Club. Vice President of ISA, Evan Theory, said he decided to move the event to Falcon Square in order to attract more students to the event.
Wanted to move it over to the Falcon Square to make it more student involvement. That way, other people get to know other cultures and ethnicities and like that are actually here on campus. And we just wanted to promote diversity here on campus.
Anime, iFalcon, Math, Modeling United Nations, and Carbacata Club participated in the Global Village event. President of ISA Abner Kigoa said that he wanted to showcase the international students present at Cerritos. He wanted to invite businesses and more clubs to help with Global Village and also have more cultural information booths. This is iFalcon's first time helping ISA with an event. President of iFalcon, Bertha Calderon, explained the role that it had with Global Village.
He first approached me about this. He's very, very into iFalcon, and he sees education as something that should be global. Student success should always be global.
Calderon, along with other members of iFalcon, passed out flyers and pamphlets to students to help with higher education and success. Booths were set up each to represent a different part of the world, such as Africa, Asia, Europe, and Mexico. The regions that were not represented were North America, Australia, and Central America. Some tables had food that represented their part of the world, as well as a poster board with information and pictures that showed the history and culture of the different places in their country. The anime club helped run the mainland Asia booth, where it had a demonstration of a Japanese version of fencing. Other booths had flags that represented their country, and others had small dolls or snow globes that showed a specific tradition or place of the country. Theory said that he hopes that students who visited Global Village get a sense of the diverse cultures here at Cerritos College. He also hopes that the next year the event will be bigger and represent more parts of the world. As a first-time event for ISA, Kajoa says it was very successful. ISA meetings are held every Wednesday from 3:30 to 5 p.m. in room SS-138. For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Alexandra Scoville reporting.
The men's tennis team's season has come to an end by being defeated by El Camino College, thus snuffing out their chance to compete at the state finals at San Diego Mesa this weekend. Opinion editor John Gonzalez reporting.
The Cerritos College men's tennis team suffered a heartbreaking loss at the Southern California Regional Qualifying Tournament over the weekend. Cerritos was defeated in the second round by El Camino College, who was ranked 9 in the state and number 1 in the tournament. Freshman Brandon Chang is satisfied with his team's performance.
It went well the second round. The first one was kind of rough, kind of shaky, but we passed the first round. Mm-hmm. The second one was against El Camino, number 1, uh-huh. Which is they are number 9 seed, I think, yeah. And we played very well. Like, it was 4-6 and 2-6.
Okay.
Yeah, in the match, it was very, very, very tough, but we did our best, like the best.
Do you think you met your expectations for the tournament?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah?
Yeah, because El Camino is a very tough team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we did very well against them.
Cerritos College defeated El Camino, but was defeated in 3 sets. Alvin Kim, head coach of the men's and women's team, was glad about the upsets, but was upset by the loss in the second round.
We expected to be challenged, and the team that we faced was a top 5 team. And we played them very hard. We had hoped to beat them, but we were just short.
Cerritos did not manage to qualify for the state finals in San Diego Mesa this Friday and Saturday. The Falcons needed 3 wins to advance to the finals, but were cut short by El Camino in the very final set of the match. The loss not only marked the loss at regionals, but it also marked the end of the Falcons' season. For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm opinion editor John Gonzalez reporting.
This is Talon Mark's Campus News Hour. We'll be right back after these important messages.
When you help the Make-A-Wish Foundation grant wishes for children with life-threatening illnesses, you give them the gift of hope, strength, and joy. And you just may find your own life greatly enriched as families whose lives are changed forever with precious memories that last a lifetime. To find out about opportunities to volunteer, donate, or refer a child for a wish, please visit the website at wish.org or contact local Make-A-Wish chapter 800-322-WISH. A public service announcement from WPMD and Telemark's Campus News Hour.
Before there were computer games and HDTV, cram courses and teaching to the test, there was this thing called imagination. A tool so powerful, it could transport kids on the most amazing journeys of their lives, from outer space to center field at Yankee Stadium. It is for these journeys that Destination Imagination was created, an extraordinary after-school program in creativity and teamwork for every child. At Destination Imagination, teams are formed and challenges are met with a whole lot of imagination. And while we can't guarantee it'll get your kid into Harvard or onto American Idol, we're pretty sure that Destination Imagination will be the most important journey they make this year. Maybe any year. Parents, teachers, start a Destination Imagination team by calling 888-321-1503 or visit destinationimagination.org. That's destinationimagination.org.
Are you a first-time college student who doesn't know which classes to register for? If so, it's important that you take an assessment placement test prior to registering for any classes. An assessment test of your reading, writing, and math skills is a perfect way to choose suitable classes for your skill level and is also a requirement in order to receive an AA degree. You can take your first step at your assessment test by registering for a student ID number at cerritos.edu. Once you have a student ID number, you may take your test at the Career Services Center in the Administration Building. It is located on the right-hand side of the road heading east on Alonzo Boulevard, just past Studebaker Road. The building is located in between the Bernite Center and the Social Science Building facing Alonzo Boulevard. Please remember to bring an ID and your Cerritos College student ID number. After taking your assessment test, you will have a better understanding on which classes you'll need in order to ensure a successful college education here at Cerritos College. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by WPMD.org, Cerritos College, Norwalk, California.
The democratic process continues as the new ASCC president and vice president for the 2012-2013 chapter of Cerritos College were sworn in. President-elect Lance Macchinano and Vice President-elect Aldo Lopez prepared to realize their visions for Cerritos College during their terms in office. News editor Enrique Rivera reporting.
President-elect Lance Macchinano and Vice President-elect Aldo Lopez were sworn into office during the final Associated Students of Cerritos College Senate meeting on May 2nd.
The final meeting was very good. It's just tragic. They're losing a lot of good senators that are moving on to bigger and better things. But hopefully we get some freshmen or sophomores so that, you know, we can get some new maybe perspectives and try to move the school forward to where it needs to go. I just hope I don't let anybody down, and I want the best for this school, and hopefully all branches of government, including the board and any staff or any career or any faculty or any student, can come to me and further this school's mission to better serving the students.
Is there anything you will take from Jasmine's leadership?
Yeah, I think that Jasmine's leadership, because she went through some tough times and we supported her, I just hope that probably the people believe in me enough to support me as we supported her. And I also hope that they give me, you know, 1,000% like she encouraged us to give her. So hopefully I can take that, you know, and make a positive adjustment towards moving forward with the school.
Ramirez congratulated Macchinano with a hug after the inauguration. Vice President-elect Lopez was also congratulated, but by Vice President Julian Del Real Calleros. Del Real Calleros spoke about how he feels about newly elected Macchinano and Lopez.
I think they're going to do a fantastic job. Yeah, they're going to be great.
He also spoke about his favorite moment as Vice President.
I enjoyed everything, and I have no favorite in it.
The ACC budget was also discussed during the final meeting and was approved by the Senate with 28 ayes, 0 nays, and 2 abstentions. The Senate also approved the joint recommendation that may take action on terminating the Frantones contract and possibly replacing it with Subway. The Real Calleros commented on the final meeting.
Looking back, we accomplished a lot, and it's happy to see that we were able to push things that we really wanted to do throughout the year, and finally were able to do it.
Senator Felix Kim felt that the semester was a great experience.
It's been a great experience. It's like been a roller coaster, especially how in the beginning we didn't get much work done. It was just sort of it was just like a build up, like a roller coaster ride. We didn't know what to expect towards the end.
President Ramirez handed out certificates as tokens for her appreciation to all senators. Macchinano and Lopez are set to officially take office in May 21st at noon. For Santa Marcos Campus NewsHour, I'm news editor Enrique Rivera reporting.
The final Telemark's Campus News Hour editorial brings attention to the serious event that occurred on April 16th and 17th at the Cerritos College Theater Department involving an armed disgruntled cast member. With a lack of detailed information from those present at this dangerous incident, Telemark's, the official student-run newspaper here on campus, had a difficult time amassing crucial information about this dangerous circumstance from those involved in the theater department. The duty of Telemark's is to provide said information to the student body at large. Campus News Hour Director Tito Benavides reads this week's Telemark's editorial.
The embarrassment of any one department for whatever reason does not ever outweigh the safety of the student body at large. Two different incidences involving the same individual, a non-student named Steve Miller, has taken place that directly affects the student body's safety as a whole. Telemark's has inquired about these incidences to cast and faculty of the theater department for more information to report to students, but nobody is talking. Without a free and informed press, the student body here at Cerritos College would have never known that there was a heavily armed man on campus that had to be removed after threatening theater faculty and possessing the weaponry to back it up. On April 17th, an incident report filed by the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, classified as both 422 PC criminal threats and 243.5 PC battery on school grounds, issued by Deputy T. Ramirez of the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. The incident took place Monday, April 16th. The report tells of a disgruntled cast member, Steve Miller, forcefully grabbing somebody identified in the police report as Victim 1 in the theater department, then threatening the theater department manager, Etta Walton, by saying, "Etta is an expletive and I would cut her," and added, "I did it before." This is enough information to cause concern for the safety of our students. This could never happen if no comment was the prevailing thought of those involved or close to the incident. But there's more. The same report has somebody identifiable only as Respondent 2 telling police that Miller has brought a sharpened dagger-type knife before and wanted to use it as a prop in plays. His request was denied. Respondent 2 also states that Miller has brought a pump-action shotgun he wanted to use as a prop. Denied as well. In the case of both weapons, Respondent 2 could not tell if the weapons were real or fake. Respondent 2 is quoted in the report that Miller was not playing with a full deck. Miller left before police were summoned. Bringing daggers and shotguns to campus? How many times has Miller done this before? Why were these transgressions tolerated and overlooked? Why were campus police not informed the first time Miller showed up with gun props? Who is in charge of these circumstances in the theater department? Nobody at the theater department is saying a word, choosing to no comment their way through our questions. Each and every student attending Cerritos College, as well as every faculty member, has the right to know this information completely and thoroughly. We all have a right to information of potential, realistic danger here on campus. The second police report tells of Miller showing up for school the very next day with what could be described as a small arsenal on campus grounds. Campus police responded to the incident that occurred the day before and found numerous weapons in his possession in the green room of the theater department. Police recovered 1 4.5-inch fixed blade Dirk dagger, 1 380 handgun loaded with a 6-round magazine, 1 magazine for Walter 380 loaded with 7 rounds, 1 magazine for a 9mm handgun with 10 rounds, 1 handgun holster for a Walter 380, 1 starter pistol with double feed jammed along with a magazine of 6 rounds of blanks, 1 3.5-inch folding SOG knife, 2 cylinder containers containing cannabis totaling over 3.5 grams, and 1 flask of unknown liquid with an odor similar to that of an alcoholic beverage. Miller was immediately arrested, and so was anybody's ability to comment. The director of the play, John Zamora, was asked by news editor Enrique Rivera several times about what had taken place on April 16th and 17th. "I have nothing to say about it," was his repeated response. Police Chief Bukowiecki would not release the name of the arrested subject. After Telemark's acquired Miller's name and released it, campus police immediately released a safety alert with conflicting information found in the police reports. No alert you text was sent at any time during this event. The safety alert issued by Cerritos College Police Department was sent out by email and posted on paper flyers throughout the campus, telling of a nameless person found on campus with an alleged firearm. The statement also states that the individual has not made any threats against campus community. This is especially disturbing since the official police report states clearly that Miller did make a threat towards one Etta Walton and was in possession of one firearm, but there was no mention of the two knives and the 14 live rounds ready to be fired and reloaded. Patrick Dolly, online editor for Telemarks, attempted to interview Etta Walton and was met with the now standard, "I'm not going to talk about it." There has still been no response from Ms. Walton. Dolly then attempted to speak to advisor Forrest Hartle, who works closely to the theater department. He stated that he didn't know anything at all. Dolly also attempted to speak to Renee Bloch, but it was all for naught. Nothing to say? Not going to talk about it? If this Steve Miller can threaten her, is he not a danger to us all? Why protect him? Why the silence? The theater department needs to realize this incident is no longer just about their department, their play, or comfort level. This is about the safety of each and every student and faculty member that walks the same grounds every day. Information crucial to safe decision-making by students shouldn't be stunted by a department that thinks we should mind our own business. Let this be clear. News is our business. Getting information to the rest of the student body that directly affects their health and safety is our business as well. Looks like Romeo and Juliet went both weeks successful and without a hitch. But crazy doesn't go away at the end of a production. There are no guarantees Steve Miller won't return. That is why we as students need to know all there is to know about this situation. Without information and cooperation by all departments, including our campus police, risks personal safety and preventable tragedy if not done in a timely manner. Our very lives depend on it. For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm Campus News Hour Director Tito Benavides reporting.
This has been the 16th and final installment of Telemark's Campus News Hour for the spring semester of 2012 here on WPMD.org on the net. We thank you for listening and would like to remind you to pick up the final printed edition of the semester of Telemark's at news racks located throughout the campus while they last.
We would also like to invite you to log on to telemarks.com for the latest and breaking news here at Cerritos College. On behalf of the Telemarks News staff, I'm Campus News Hour Director Tito Benavides. Thank you, everybody at Telemarks, especially Alicia Inquist, and of course, Professor Rich Cameron, for believing in the glorious evolution of Telemarks and WPMD through the application and realization of good ideas, resulting in what I consider my baby, Telemarks Campus News Hour. And Professor Craig Bright,
Casey Petrowski, and Dennis Clare of the one and only WPMD.org, the voice of Cerritos College. I'm managing and multimedia editor, Lucia Sarabia. Have a great day, Falcons.